You know, bees do a lot more than just make honey and sting people eating watermelon slices. They're also master pollinators. Their pollen-spreading skills make bees a key part of California's billion-dollar almond industry. But this year, bees can be hard to find. Tamara Keith of member station KQED reports from the Central Valley, where most of the world's almonds are grown.
It almost looks like a snowstorm hit farmer Rick Cousins' almond orchard. White blossoms cover row after row of trees, and ivory petals have begun to blanket the ground. And with the sun shining, Cousins says this is the prime time for pollination.
The orchard is just alive. You know, there's literally millions of bees out among us and billions of blooms that are out here to be have the nectar harvested. And so you can just hear the orchard is alive with the sound of bees actively going about their business.
As he talks, a fuzzy black and gold bee zips up to a bloom, presumably searching for nectar. Almonds are what's called self-infertile, which means they have to be fertilized with pollen from a different variety of almond tree in order to create a nut. That's where the bees come in.
As they're going to rob that bloom of the nectar, they've get their legs covered with the pollen, and as they fly from tree to tree and cross over onto the other varieties of almonds, thus the pollination process takes place.
The bees don't just show up naturally. California's almond industry needs more than a million bee colonies each year. And so beekeepers from across the country usually truck their bees into the state for the massive pollination fest. But this year, honey prices are unusually strong, so many beekeepers decided they didn't need the added income of the almond pollination. They stayed away. Add to that a problem with bee-killing mites and the loss of some 10,000 hives during the Southern California wildfires last fall, and this year's demand for bees is outstripping supply. The beekeeper that usually supplies Rick Cousins came up short by about 400 hives, so Cousins had to turn to a bee broker who charged a premium. Cousins' bee bill will now likely top $100,000, $6,000 more than last year, but he says it's worth it.
Almonds without bees are just a shade tree. Those individuals that have not put out bees or have run short, skimped on their hives, certainly can see they produce a nice tree with a lot of leaves, but very few almonds.
And some farmers have had to skimp because beekeepers just couldn't provide enough hives. Central Valley beekeeper and chairman of the National Honey Board, Gene Brandy, says he's had to turn away quite a few desperate almond farmers.
You can only rent so many colonies, and I've got all my healthy colonies are all rented out to almond growers, and all the beekeepers I know have also rented out all of their healthy colonies as well. Over there again.
Brandy is at an almond farm in western Madera County, doing maintenance on about a dozen hives he has arranged at the edge of the orchard. He says this year's bee shortage is likely to continue into the future as the state's almond farmers keep planting more trees.
There have never been enough bees in my experience over the last 30-plus years to satisfy the demand for the almond industry in California, and that demand does keep growing.
30 years ago, California produced about 230 million pounds of almonds. Last year, the state's farmers grew more than a billion pounds of the tear-shaped nut. Dave Baker of Blue Diamond Growers, the world's largest handler of almonds, says farmers are just trying to keep up with consumers.
The world is eating more almonds. We sell to over 90 foreign markets and, of course, the domestic market, too. In the last 2 years, the domestic market has increased by 20%.
And they couldn't have done it without the simple honeybee. For NPR News, I'm Tamara Keith in Fresno.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.